decide what information Google saves to their account. The update comes after several recent data privacy scandals affecting Google users in particular.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is planning on sending 800 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border as a caravan of 4,000 migrants make their way toward the United States. The numbers on that caravan have dropped from about 14,000 down to 4,000, with many migrants turning around and heading back to their home country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Healthcare is one of the big issues in the 2018 midterm elections. Now, the Democrats have been coming out and backing a Medicare for All approach for the nation's healthcare. So if the Democrats were to take back the House and Senate, what would that mean for that lame duck session? Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Hadley Heath Manning. She's a senior policy analyst with the Independent Women's Forum, and I asked her what we could expect if the Democrats do end up taking over the House and Senate and we have the lame duck session coming up.
Senator Mitch McConnell, who is the, you know, majority leader in the Senate, said recently that he was willing to revisit the issue. I think he wants to be sure that they have the votes in place. I know he doesn't like that the GOP came up short by a few votes in 2017 with their repeal and replace efforts. So a lot comes down to exactly who's in the seats, right? But there is a willingness there on behalf of leadership, at least as McConnell recently expressed. And my hope would be that they follow sort of the framework that they're looking at now, which is to give the regulatory control over health insurance back to the 50 states. That's who controlled regulation of health insurance before the ACA. They've got a better understanding of the markets in their, you know, local areas. And then the federal government can ship out a lot of funding to the states with some strings attached, basically requiring states, you know, you've got to protect all the people who have, you know, very costly health conditions. Otherwise, you don't get this money. I think that's a good accountability measure for states, and I think they're better equipped to execute.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, lots of teachable moments and stories from this past week. Talked about Uber, volatility in the markets, and believe it or not, this Khashoggi episode and the Saudis and the Turkish embassy, this disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi, and what it means. What it means. Okay. We need to put things in a perspective. I got a kick out of, first of all, let's get a kick out of a lot of the neocons, the super bushies, the never Trumpers super bushies on TV. Now, the neocons, never Trumpers super bushies, they love invading countries. Oh, my God. That's all they want to do is invade, invade, invade. Because they think that they are so awesome that whenever we invade somewhere, that country's going to love us. And they're going to want to put up a Starbucks on every corner right away. Right after we invade and we, you know, wreck population centers and we kill lots of people and we wreck and we break stuff, they think, oh, all of a sudden there's going to be a Starbucks on every corner. That's basically the philosophy of the Bill Crystals, the Max Boots, the George Bushes, the Dick Cheneys of the world. How's that worked out? I want to remind everybody it's been 17 years. 17 years since we went into Afghanistan. And we still have Americans dying there. And that's on Trump. That's his own damn fault. He's the commander-in-chief. He can shut that thing down right now, and he should. He should. I would like nothing more than Donald Trump to go out and say, we are out of Afghanistan. See ya. Figure it out. Not our neck of the woods, not our place. Tell you what, China, you want it, you got it. Pakistan, you guys go nuts. You figure it out. You figure it out. But you know what we have? We have spy satellites and we have drones. And if we see any terrorist camps popping up anywhere, we're going to blow them to hell. That's it. But we're out. 17 years. You understand that's longer than the Revolutionary War, World War I, World War II combined. Anyway, that whole crowd this past week, making headlines talking about how the United States needs to act. We need to do something about the Saudis. We got to do something. We cannot stand for this. All right. What? So we got a bunch of CEOs that pulled out of this Davos in the desert conference. Treasury Secretary pulled out as well. Even have guys that I agree with. When it comes to foreign policy, guys like Rand Paul saying we have to do something about the Saudis. Well, I would say to Rand, I think that's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. If you take a look, at the 60% of the world's oil supply is supplied by countries which we declare are not free. That are not free countries. Freedom is not a part of what they do. 60% of the world's oil comes from those countries. Number one on that list is Saudi Arabia. Do we really want to throw that big of a monkey wrench into the global economy? Hey, listen, guys. There's no easy answer to this. There's not. But do you understand who gets Saudi oil? Europe, the Far East, China. What if oil prices all of a sudden spike to $150, $200 a barrel? Do you think, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Do you think that that's a good idea? I don't. Listen, the Saudis are the Saudis. And this guy, Jamal Khashoggi, do a little background on him. He's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. He is very much against the current prince of Saudi Arabia. One of the main reasons is because he is trying to make amends with Israel. Now, am I condoning what the Saudis did in their little hit squad? No. No, how could anyone condone that? But let's put everything out there on the table. Jamal Khashoggi is a what? A Saudi citizen. He is a guy that has made a lot of money and has been tied very closely with the Saudi royal family. Now, you being tied to the Saudi royal family, well, it's kind of like, let's look at in terms that we would understand, it's kind of like being involved in the mafia. Yes. You get what other benefits of being a made guy is. So he basically kind of a made guy. Basically kind of a made guy. Well, you start going back on that. You become a rat. They're going to get rid of you. You don't do that. And people, you have to understand who these people are and who we're dealing with here. This Saudi royal family, the Saudi royals, I talked about the type of money that they wield, the power that they have. It is extraordinary. It is. I've witnessed it firsthand. I've said here on the program, old money, new money, nothing. Oil money. These guys print it. Let's understand something here. If we were to take a look at the global economy, the earth as a whole, and put it, the common denominator, make it like a human being, oil is the blood. Oil is the blood of the world economy. It is what it is. Now, slowly but surely, these countries in the Middle East are getting with the program. And they're starting to make investments in other areas, other businesses, trying to wean their way off of oil. Because they see what's coming down the pike. They get it. They get it. Things are changing. But again, I remember back when oil prices spiked and went through the roof. And I was talking on the program about, I don't know if you remember the movie with Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue, The Saint. And the premise of that movie is this pretty college professor comes up with free energy. She invents free energy for the entire world, and she wants to make it free for everyone. And I watched that movie, I found it amazing because does anybody actually understand the repercussions of that? Imagine if you came up with, you're messing around in your garage, and all of a sudden you discover you have a eureka moment, and you figure out how to come up with free energy for the entire planet. Super green, Al Gore, sustainable. Then what? What about all the people around the globe that are making money on oil, that have jobs based upon electricity and electricity generation and oil pumping and gas stations and all of this stuff? Think about it for a second. Think about the countries. When I mentioned those countries, 28 countries in the world provide 60% of the oil and they're not considered free. What other businesses do they do? I mean, Russia is on that list, but Russia also makes vodka. What else do they do? These people would starve. We've invested in this technology that is that important. Getting off of oil, it's akin to us getting off our own blood. We have to come up with a replacement, and obviously we've got to do it little by little. You can't shock the system like that. So no, we can't just cut off Saudi Arabia, nor does the rest of the world want us to cut them off. You think the Europeans want to see their oil prices go through the roof? We've got it good. We're at least energy independent. We've got enough here. But what about all these countries that don't? What about countries like Japan? China? What happens when their oil price spikes? So again, this is a bit of a trade-off and something we've been dealing with for a long time. You know what I find fascinating about this is how the media, again, because Donald Trump is president, they're more bent out of shape over this Khashoggi character than they were out of the fact that 15 out of the 19 hijackers from September 11th were from Saudi Arabia. I'm going to remind everybody, George W. Bush had private jets take Saudi citizens out of the country right after that. Had them leave. Where'd they go? There was a family that lived not far from where I lived down in Southwest Florida. Gone. Disappeared. Interesting, huh? Well, again, need to understand who they are. You also have to understand the money that they spend. I found it funny this past week. I did. There's a story coming out. Oh, Saudis. Saudis send $100 million to the United States or some and pay back $100 million to the United States. $100 million? $100 million? That's what they spend at Harrods in London over the course of a couple weeks. $100 million? Maybe you guys don't understand how the whole oil trade worked for decades now. When we were buying oil from the Saudis, the deal was the Saudis would turn around and do what? Lend that money back to us and purchase our debt. Yeah. So the Saudis have been funding a lot of our ridiculous government spending for a very long period of time. We are caught between a rock and a hard place on this too, guys. We are. It is a very, very difficult situation. And again, you know what it reminds me of too? Vladimir Putin, or supposedly what? The Russians, or at least shut down by a Russian missile, shoots down an airliner over the Ukraine. Oh my God, sanctions, sanctions, sanctions. Right. Sure there are. Sure you are. Not. Putin went right in, took over Crimea. Nobody cared. Went right into the Ukraine. Oh, you know, see that? We're going to take that. That's ours now. What did you do? Nothing. Nothing. A lot of these European countries get most of their energy from who? Russia. It is what it is. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Always breaking things down and explaining to you how the world works. The only financial program that does so. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at hashtag BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The Mammography Saves Lives Coalition points out that every major medical organization experienced in breast cancer recommends annual mammograms for women 40 and older. Many women think that they could wait until age 50 unless they have a family history. However, 1 in 5 breast cancers occur in women ages 40 to 49, and 75% of those diagnosed have no family history or other risk factors. Dr. Phil Evans says don't give cancer a head start.
By not getting an annual mammogram after age 40, you are increasing your chances of dying from breast cancer, and that treatment for any cancer found will be more extensive and probably more expensive.
Mammography has helped lower the breast cancer death rate by nearly a third since 1990. Experts urge women to get an annual mammogram starting at age 40. If you have a family history, talk to your doctor about what's right for you. To find an accredited mammography center near you, visit mammographysaveslives.org.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Speedwagon. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I have to talk about this because I am surprised by just how stupid politicians can be. Just how dumb they can be. Elizabeth Warren decides to get a DNA test. She hires this guy out of Stanford who didn't even have any DNA to compare it to. And in the test, used DNA samples from Central and South America. She crafts this entire story, this narrative, this video of her getting the test done and her showing how and saying how her mommy and daddy had to elope because, well, daddy's family didn't want him marrying any family that had any Injun blood. Can't marry anybody's got any Injun blood. And that was normal for the times then. This woman is so beyond pathetic and sad. I don't even know where to go. So put this into perspective. Elizabeth Warren, based upon this DNA test, I think is more Aryan than Hitler. The average American has more Native American blood than she does. The average person that you see walking down the street, yet she's still claiming to be Native American. And she put it on her forms at the University of Pennsylvania and Harvard. Harvard called her a woman of color. Elizabeth, shut the hell up. Okay, I can be outside in the middle of winter in upstate New York and I will get a better tan than you will if you are in South America. Woman of color. And she decided to run with this thing. which was extraordinary to watch. Because then she had a total Twitter meltdown where she was going after Trump and saying Trump is somehow going after her and threatening her physically. I hate all of this stuff. I do. Listen, I love my family's heritage. I love learning about it. I do. My wife's heritage, her culture, all of these various different things, they're all well and good. But at some point in time, and you know what? This is what should we be, honestly, we should be focusing on now. After Elizabeth Warren made an absolute fool out of herself. We need to stop dividing ourselves into little groups. The identity politics has to go. It does. I decades ago, I warned about this when the whole hyphenated American thing started becoming more and more popular. And we got other hyphenated. We got gay American, LGBTQRSTUV American, and this one and that one. No, no, that's not what the founders had in mind. It isn't. Again, we have another teachable moment this week, courtesy of this absolute moron, Elizabeth Warren. God willing, maybe, just maybe, we might learn from it. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. You do the things you do. You can see it in my eyes. I can feel it in your touch.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The FBI and local authorities are investigating at least 10 suspicious packages apparently containing explosives that were sent to high-level Democratic figures and CNN this week. Retired FBI Dave Cavorte joined Fox News to talk about what the FBI is looking for.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to be looking specifically at everything from fingerprints. They're going to be looking at DNA evidence, potentially. They're going to be looking at the types of components, the types of metals that were actually utilized, some of the chemicals that may potentially have been utilized in this particular situation, right down to the packaging.
A $25,000 reward is now being offered for information in the search for 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Kloss has been missing from Barron, Wisconsin since October 15th, when a mysterious 911 call led deputies to discover that her parents had been killed at her family's home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. I'm warning, I might throw up in my mouth. These numbers in this next segment here. Federal government collected a record $1,683,537,000,000 in individual income taxes in fiscal 2018. That's from October 2017 through September 2018. But we also ran a $778,996,000,000 deficit. We spent a record $523 billion. Think about that amount of money. Over a half a trillion dollars on interest payments last year. Yep. And that number is going to continue to grow. Again, whose fault is this? Is it Barack Obama's? No. No. Maybe a little bit. George W. Bush's? A little bit. I'm one of those individuals that you own everything. You accept responsibility. This is the Republicans' fault. This is Donald Trump's fault. This is the Senate's fault. This is the House's fault. Their own damn fault. You're the ones that complain. Barack Obama's president, talk about his profligate spending out of control, as always. Oh, yeah, it's terrible. This is awful. You get in power, what do? Same thing. Nothing changes. Nothing. Any talk at all about reforming entitlements? I know Trump came out this past week. Oh, what Trump wants to do? He wants to cut on all the various different government agencies and cabinet departments to cut 5%. That's great. That's one. Oh, great job. By the way, each and every one of those departments and agencies gets a bump, an automatic bump every year in spending. So you're saving a little bit of money. Great. But you're chicken. Again, I would say it right there. I said, Donald, give me a break. You've done a lot of great stuff, but you know what? You're afraid. You are afraid to go after the big problem, and that's entitlements. Just like all these other politicians out there, all they're tough guys when they're not in power. They are. Yeah, you see people like that. Man, if I was there, I would have kicked his butt, man. They would have done that. That's pretty much Republicans. Man, if we were in power, man, we would have done something about this. Oh, we're in power now? Nope. Chicken. Afraid to do the right thing. It's another story as well. Individual income taxes, which is the government's single biggest revenue source. Guess what? $1.44 trillion in income taxes were paid by 140.9 million taxpayers who reported a total of $10.2 trillion in adjusted gross income. Now, these are the numbers for 2016, the last we have. The top 1% paid a greater share of individual income taxes, 37.3%, than the bottom 90% combined. The top 1% of taxpayers in the United States paid more in federal income taxes than the bottom 90% combined. The top 50% of all taxpayers paid 97% of total individual income taxes. Now, let me tell you what this means, left-wing loons. You think you can keep going to the well, huh? You think you can keep going to these top brackets and getting more? Uh-uh. Nope. We don't live in that world anymore. We don't. Yes, yes, you too, if you've got a few bucks, can become a citizen of Malta. Yes, you too can become a citizen of Malta, which is a member of the European Union. Oh, there are so many different ways that you can get your money out. And people have. There's going to come a point in time where people are going to say, you know what? That's all I can stand. I can't stand no more. And they're going to leave. They're going to leave. Everybody remember all the companies decided to up and leave when Barack Obama was president because we had the highest corporate tax rate in the world? Well, guess what, children? Guess what? You know you're going to have to start taxing? The people on the bottom. That's right. All of your promises and Medicare for all, you know you're going to have to go after? All those people that are not paying any taxes. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Try that one for size. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime
is
a good time.
Good time.
for the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome to the big time. You're bound to be a star. All right, I decided to pull it up during the break. Why not? Talking about taxes. The Truth About Taxes column of mine going back over 15 years ago. I, you know, the funny thing about this column, and like many of my columns, you know, stuff, it'll take me back in time, I'll remember something. I remember writing it. I do. It's weird about my memory, too, is that the day after I write something, I completely forgot what I had written. Completely. I'll forget what the title is. But then when it comes into my mind for whatever reason, I may be talking about something on the air, whatever it may be, I'll remember it, and I'll remember where I was when I was writing it. Isn't that weird? Anyway, Truth About Taxes, February 2003. Done this before here on the program. Putting taxes into terms that everyone can understand. Yes, one of my favorite stories. 10 men go out to dinner every single day. Every single day. The bill for the 10, they got some sort of prefix deal down at the corner restaurant. Nice Italian guy owns the place. Says, you guys come in every day, your bill for the meal, $100. Not bad, huh? Now, if the 10 men paid their bill the way we pay our taxes, it would go something like this. The first, and again, this is from 2003. I'm going to have to redo this because the numbers aren't even accurate anymore. The first four men, the poorest, pay nothing. They come to dinner every single night at the nice Italian restaurant down on the corner, and they don't pay a dime. The fifth man, he only pays a dollar. Imagine that. Every day, go out, nice Italian restaurant, $1. Sixth guy pays $3. The seventh, $7. The eighth man, $12. The ninth, $18. And the rich guy, the one percenter, the 10th man, he has to pay $59 of that bill. So, you know what? They did it. They decided to do it. So every day the 10 men, they go out to the restaurant together. They seem quite happy with the arrangement until one day, that fateful day, when the owner of the restaurant threw him a curve. Since you're all such great customers, you're here every day, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to reduce the cost of your daily meal by $20. Uh-oh. Now the bill's 80. Wow, look at that. Now what? Well, groups still wanted to pay their bill the way we pay our taxes, but they didn't know what to do. Uh-oh. We got some issues here. Okay, we're going to have to figure this entire thing out. But anyway, we're going to take a break from the restaurant. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'll lay it all out to you, explain to you what happened. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know what I should have asked for? I should have asked for scenes from Italian restaurant with Billy Joel. Bottle of red, bottle of white. Anyway, yeah. Scenes from an Italian restaurant, Watchdog on Wall Street style. All right, let's recap real quick. We're at the restaurant. Got a group of guys, go out to dinner every day of the week. restaurant owner was $100, throws them a curve, is going to reduce their bill by 80. The entire time, okay, they did a progressive bill pay. They paid their bill based upon what they paid in taxes. But now they've got a bill that comes to $80. So you got a $20 windfall. How does everybody get their fair share? The six men, they obviously realize that $20 divided by six, well, that's $3.33. But if you subtract that from everybody's share, then the fifth man and the sixth man would end up being paid to eat their meal. So the restaurant owner suggested that it would be fair to reduce each man's bill by roughly the same amount. And he proceeded to work out the amounts each should pay. Fifth man paid nothing. Remember, he was paying one. Now he's paying zero. The sixth man was paying three. Now he pays two. Seventh man was paying seven. Now pays five. The eighth man was paying 12. Now he's paying nine. The ninth man who was paying 18 is now paying 12, leaving the evil one percenter there. Oh, yep. The guy who pays most of the bill, the 10th man, he's now paying 52 instead of 59. Now, every person at the table was better off than they were before. Except, of course, the freeloaders who weren't paying anything. Freeloaders, and listen, they're the same. But, like usual, people start looking into other people's pockets. People get greedy. They don't see the forest for the trees. So the men started thinking while they were having dinner. That night that they got the reduction in their bill was quiet. Was quiet at the table. People start thinking a little bit. Six man, I only got a dollar out of the 20. He got seven. I only saved a dollar too. It's unfair that he got seven times more than me. Yeah. Well, why should he get seven back when I only got $2 back? These are wealthy people. They get all the breaks. And then the freeloaders had to chime in. The damn freeloaders that don't pay a dime. We didn't get anything at all. The system exploits the poor. So the nine men surrounded the 10th man outside the restaurant and beat him up. Next night, he didn't show up for dinner. So the nine sat down, had dinner, ate without him, but when it came time to pay the bill, they discovered something important. They were $52 short. So that's basically how our tax system works. And I kid you not. We've seen it happen here in this country where you've seen very wealthy people up and leave high tax states and become residents of low tax states just for tax purposes. We live in a different world. Yeah, you want to become a citizen or a resident of Monaco? You can. You see the deals that Italy is offering and other countries as well. You can do it. And people will. People will stop showing up for dinner. Again, all of these desires, these wants, these needs by these people on the left and Medicare for all and free this and free that. Let me explain something to you. The area that needs to be cultivated as far as taxes are concerned are the people that aren't paying. You're going to start paying. They can only tax the top so much. Anyway, quick side story here before we have to go I saw this. I got a kick out of this. And I actually mentioned this earlier on in the program when I talked about oil money. Remember when I said new money, old money, oil money? And I explained my little adventure this past summer in Harrods with my family. Well, I saw this story this past week, and I wanted to share it with everybody. A woman from Azerbaijan who spent, I'm not kidding, 16 million pounds, that's $21 million on jewelry, wine, and other goods at Harrods. This is $21 million on stuff at Harrods. Guess what? Oh, no. She's coming under a new rule in Britain, basically looking at people who thought that they got their wealth through corruption. You know, I want to know what the fine is? 60,000 pounds. 60,000 pounds. She spent $21 million at Harrods. She's also got a $15 million London home close to Harrods. She owns a golf course outside the city worth 10 million pounds. That's $14 million. And you're going to fine her, what? 60,000 pounds? She probably pays her hairdresser more than that over the course of the month, for crying out loud. Again, when you come from these countries that print money, it's a whole nother world. It is what it is. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family, our 24-hour-day help hotline. Again, all free stuff there as well, 800-471-5984. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
At least 10 suspicious packages were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest were addressed to actor Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden. Former FBI agent Terry Turchi on what we have to remember regarding this case.
Usually these cases don't take that long. Most bombings, most mail bombings, or anything involving the U.S. mail, usually it only takes maybe a few days to figure out things and things all start to come together.
President Trump on Thursday announced a proposal to base payments for certain prescription drugs off lower prices in other countries.
Same company, same box, same pill, made in the exact same location, and you'll go to some countries and it would be 20% the cost of what we pay, and in some cases much less than that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
A new pre-election poll finds most Americans do not believe the vast political divide in the nation will get better anytime soon. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In this press done for the Associated Press, few Americans say they believe the stark divisions being seen these days are going to get better anytime soon. The newly released survey finding that more than 8 in 10 Americans believe the country is greatly divided about important values. Just 20% say they think the country will become less divided over the next few years. 39% believe things will only get worse. A strong majority, 77%, say they are dissatisfied with the state of politics in the nation. How Americans view President Trump divides along partisan lines. The poll finds 83% of Republicans approve of how he's handling his job. 92% of Democrats and 61% of independents say they don't approve.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SRI.